Unit 9. Listening. Page 44. Good evening. Tonight on Building Your Future, we talk to three women who have made a go of starting their own businesses. We talk to them about the excitements and risks of running your own business and find out what it takes to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. But first, we ask them why they started up their businesses in the first place. First, you, Lisa, why did you decide to take the plunge?
Well, you know, my mother's Italian, although I was born and brought up in Wales. Anyway, I noticed that in my hometown, most specialist food shops had closed down in the last few years, and there was nowhere you could buy handmade pasta. So I thought, here's my opportunity. No competition and a really good product. So on March the 1st last year, I opened my own outlet.
Great. And you're doing well?
Really well.
And you, Nayara, what inspired you to become an entrepreneur?
I'd worked for an airline for 20 years in marketing. That is, until the end of last year, when I was made redundant. Suddenly, in my 40s, I found myself, you know, with nothing to do. I mean, I found that pretty traumatic. And I thought, I don't want this to happen to me again. Perhaps I'd better take charge of my own future. So, at the beginning of February, I bought into this franchise with my redundancy money. It's actually a travel agent's, as a matter of fact. And since then, I've got to say, I've never looked back.
Gone from strength to strength.
That's right. Best thing I ever did.
Can you explain for those listeners who don't know what a franchise is?
Sure. Basically, it's your own business, but you buy the right to sell the products of a large franchising organization. You know, you pay fees and part of your profits, and you use their logo and benefit from their marketing. McDonald's, the fast food chain, is one example. Each restaurant is, in fact, a small business.
Thanks, Nayara. And you, Matilda, why did you decide to go it alone?
I'll tell you. I'm one of those people who's ready to work really hard, but quite honestly, I was tired of being a secretary. You know, my boss would say, can you organise this meeting for 10 o'clock? Or can you type up this report by tomorrow? And there I was working really hard and not really being appreciated. I wanted to be doing something with a bit more excitement, where I was taking some risks or not just organising meetings and typing up the same old things all day.
So, Matilda, if I can continue with you, how did you go about setting up your business? Where did you get the idea?